You're listening to the Candid Comms podcast with Rachel Miller. Tune in for practical advice and inspirational ideas to help you focus on all things internal communication related. Hello and welcome to the show. Our topic today is evaluation. Through this episode, you and I are going to focus on one thing to know, one thing to do, and one thing to think about to help you know how to evaluate your internal communication. Are you ready? Let's get started. How well do you evaluate your internal communication today? If you and I were having a conversation and I asked you to describe all the ways that you're evaluating, what would you tell me? I'm going to bust some jargon before we move on. I think failing to measure or evaluate your work is like opening a brand new board game, discarding the rules, and trying to decipher what's in front of you. You'll be exerting effort with no idea what the purpose is, how to play, or how to win. Measurement creates a logical pattern for internal communicators. It helps us determine the rules of the game and it allows us to identify what we're aiming for. As a result of measuring, we can review, adjust, and know whether our efforts are paying off. Measurement is defined by the Collins English Dictionary as a result, usually expressed in numbers that you obtain by measuring something, the quality, the value, or the effect of something, and the activity of deciding how great it is. Whereas evaluation is the act of appraising or diagnosing. So for our perspective as internal communicators, and what we need to know is, what are the results that you're aiming for and how are you appraising those results? Measurement isn't a nice to have skill for internal communicators. We need to have it. It is critical to our role. We need to know what's working in our organisations and what isn't. So if evaluation is the act of appraising or diagnosing, let me ask you that question again. If I ask you, what are you evaluating when it comes to your internal communication and how are you evaluating? When you're looking really honestly and clearly at the work that you're doing, are you appraising or are you just collating data? I've talked about this topic a number of times in previous Candid Comms podcast seasons. I've got 3 episodes to share with you. Season 1, episode 6 is how to measure internal communication. And there's all sorts in there, which is jargon busting and what to think through and the difference between quantitative and qualitative, all sorts of good things in there. Also, season 3, episode 2, how to create a monthly IC measurement report. This is for you if you are gathering lots of data and insights, but you're not quite sure how to present them back to your team or perhaps to your business. So this is for you. Season 3, episode 2, how to create a monthly IC measurement report. And I've also, in season 4, episode 8, why measurement matters for internal communication professionals. So in that episode, I zoomed out a little bit and looked at, why does it matter for us? What does the industry say? What do our professional bodies say about measurement? So that's what I want you to know from listening to this episode today. Be really clear on the difference between measuring something, so the quality, value, or the effect of something, and the act of deciding how great it is, and the evaluation, which is the act of appraising or diagnosing. So it builds on that activity of deciding how great it is. You are actually then appraising it. So in my mind, that's looking at all of those data points that you may have in your organization and making informed decisions. So if you are doing a monthly measurement report, for example, what I'd be looking for is evidence of how you are collating those insights and you're making good choices, you're making informed decisions. Something for us to do when we're examining the world of evaluation and measurement is, it's not just enough to collate reams of statistics. We need to gather the right data. We need to make sense of it and then use that data to inform our decision making. continuing to write articles, oversee channels, advise leaders, and counsel the business without knowing whether what we're doing is working is unwise. I find a lack of data and measurement causes internal communicators to be relying on instinct rather than insight. And we need to build evaluation into an internal communication strategy. When I'm working my way through an internal comm strategy and I use the Miller framework, which is mindset, insights, logistics, leadership, evaluation, and revision, that E there, that evaluation bit there is super important. According to the Institute of Internal Communication, the purpose and aim of internal communication is to effect a change in the knowledge, attitude, and/or behavior of people within an organization in line with defined business outcomes. So when we're thinking about measurement or if we're thinking about evaluation, we need to demonstrate those outcomes. And I've got a tip to share with you. This is something that I like to do. If I'm trying to evaluate an organization, I'm trying to make sense of the data points that they've got. And in particular, if I'm trying to demonstrate what's working and what's not, and I'm trying to show behavioral change, or I'm trying to show if it's a longer term change, for example, I like to map the as-is state. So imagine I was rolling out a new intranet, for example. It's really useful, and your future self will thank you when you start out on any kind of evaluation and any kind of measurement. If you're doing any kind of, you know, intranet project, for example, capture the as-is today. So take screenshots of your current intranet homepages, or if you're merging two sites into one, capture that as-is state. It's worth doing before you embark on a tech refresh or a redesign, as it's really easy to forget what it previously looked like. And that can be really helpful, because then when you're evaluating, when you get to the middle or the go live or the end point of a project like that, that's part of your evaluation, is you're able to see this is where we've come from and this is where we are now and this is where we're going. You've got it visually. I encourage you to look at the objectives that you may have in your internal communication strategy. We need to make sure they are specific enough to be measurable. If they're not, you need to refine them. You need to demonstrate how you will measure channels, for example. What does success look like, and how will you determine the value that they've added? That's where evaluation comes in, that act of appraising or diagnosing. It can feel quite tough to do that. Let's be very candid. It can feel tough to do that yourself. When you're working in-house and you are appraising your own work, it can feel quite vulnerable to do that. And if you are working in a team, particularly if you've just joined an organization and you've inherited teams or you've inherited some channels, actually that role for you to measure and evaluate is super important. But I'm aware it could be really sensitive as well, where you might be looking at your channels perhaps and thinking they're not performing very well. You are appraising, you're gathering all those data, the open rates, the clicks, the likes, the shares, the quantitative. Maybe you've done some listening, so you've got some qualitative insights in there as well. I also encourage you to think observationally. So you've got your quantitative, you've got your qualitative, and then you've got your observational data as well. So you can see whether things are working or not. Have a look at, are people opening your email newsletters, for example, and what are they telling you about it in focus groups? But observationally as well, just take that level above the organization and look at what is all of that telling you. All of that is giving you cues and clues about your culture, about the way things happen in the organization. Once you can measure your internal communication, you can make good decisions. Conversely, the opposite is true. If we're not measuring, or if we're measuring but not evaluating, we're gathering the data, but we're not saying, as a result of seeing how low the open rate is or the lack of attendance at a town hall, these are the things that we're going to try. We're going to start, stop, continue, X, Y, Z, whatever it might be. I need to be able to see when I'm looking at a measurement report, and I spoke about this in the How to Create a Monthly Measurement Report episode. What I want to look at and see is that a team are learning. We are learning and improving. We're looking at the data, we're making good choices, and we're saying, we're going to try this. We can see this particular email newsletter is not being opened, or this particular all leaders call is not being dialed into. So we're going to stop it. We're going to pause it. Here's a thought for you. What would happen if you suddenly, using all of that insight, all of that data, and you've done your measurement, you've done your evaluation, and you've realized that a channel is not working hard enough and it's outlived its usefulness? What would happen if you just stopped it? Would it be missed? Would the world end? Unlikely. If the data is showing you that people aren't engaging with it, and when I mean engage in this context, I mean they're not opening, responding to the calls to action, getting involved, asking questions, etc., then actually, would it be missed? The worst thing you can do is carrying on with a channel just because you've always had this particular type of channel. If you've introduced new channels, and I've spoken about this on previous episodes of the Candid Comms podcast, if you've introduced new channels, what have you retired? That's part of evaluation for me. If I'm evaluating an organization's internal communication, I'm looking at a channels matrix, I'm plotting it out. Every single time we audit organizations or conduct an internal communication review with my team and I, All Things I See, we ask the client to complete a channels matrix because we want to see how well all of those channels are working for you. And we want to have measurement in one of those columns on that matrix, which is a table. We want to see, what does good look like? What's your measurement? And then that helps us look at an evaluation, particularly if they're doing a channels audit. We're looking at, we've got the measurement, but is it working hard enough? Remember, it's that act of appraising or diagnosing. We're trying to really get underneath that channel and look at it thoroughly. We do that as part of a desk review. I recorded an episode in season 5 about how to audit internal communication. Part of that process for us, and part of the, we've audited 20 organisations over the last 11 years here at All Things I See. And part of our process, which we've formed and developed and enhanced throughout the last decade or so, what I've been doing is trying to make sure that we have really good, robust methods in place. And part of that is the desk review process, which is looking at your channels. If you're doing a channels audit, we're looking at, are they working hard enough? What does the measurement say? What are they there to do? What are you trying to achieve by having this particular channel? And what I look for is every channel earning its place? That's the evaluation bit for me, comms friends. Is that channel working hard enough for all the time, money, effort, and investment that you are putting in, whether you're a team of one or a huge team? It doesn't matter. What's important is there a good ROI, return on investment, for all of that time, money, and effort you're putting into that channel? How is it showing up? That's what we're appraising. That's what we're digging into. And we're trying to understand more in terms of a measurement perspective. It's not just clicks, likes, shares. In fact, it's never just clicks, likes, and shares. It's understanding, moving from output to outcome and really extending it further to impact. So what's happening as a result of your channels, and what impact, what difference are they making inside your organization? That's a language that we need to be in, and that's the mindset that we need to be in as internal communicators. It's never, ever just about the measurement and about the stats. It's about the evaluation. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to leave you with something to think about. See you in a moment. The Candid Comms podcast is brought to you by All Things I See. My brilliant team and I offer consultancy, training, and mentoring to support in-house internal communicators so you can thrive in your role. I established the business back in 2013, and over the years, we have helped thousands of internal communicators increase your skills, knowledge, and confidence. See allthingsic.com to find out more. You'll discover the latest offers, and you can explore on-demand, in-person, and virtual courses. You'll find 1,800 blog posts on all things internal comms related, and it's the way to order a signed copy of my book, Internal Communication Strategy. See allthingsic.com. Welcome back. In the final part of our conversation today, I'm going to share something for you to think about to help you evaluate your internal communication. Just before the break, I mentioned auditing internal communication, and that episode to listen back to is season 5, episode 4, if you want to learn about auditing internal communication. In that episode, I talked about creating a hypothesis, and this is one of my favorite things to do when I'm auditing an organization. Having a hypothesis can be a really useful measure of success, particularly if you're creating an internal communication strategy. You need to create a strategy being clear on the business problem or hypothesis that you're trying to address, because it gives you a clear mandate for measurement and evaluation. You can use insights that you collate through your work to demonstrate progress. A hypothesis can be a really useful mechanism to help you keep on track when you are auditing an organization. Let me give you some examples of hypotheses. You may think that shop floor employees don't receive operational information from leaders in a timely enough manner. Or maybe our current internal communication methods are unsuitable for our organization. Or perhaps the problem that you're trying to solve, or the hypothesis that you have in mind, is that your leaders are not viewed as trustworthy inside your organization. Perhaps your focus is on your people managers and whether they know how they need to communicate. Or maybe you have a sense that it's not clear how internal communication happens in your organization. Or maybe your hypothesis could be our crisis communication plans aren't robust enough. There's so many scenarios there, comms friends. And what I want you to really think about for your organization is, what is the business problem that you're trying to solve? If you're trying to evaluate your internal communication, is there a particular lens to look through? Is there a problem that you're trying to solve? Whether that's shop floor, people not receiving operational information in a timely manner, your internal comms methods don't feel suitable, leaders aren't viewed as trustworthy, people managers. I mean, that's a long list. People managers not knowing how they need to communicate, etc. There's so much there. What's right for your organization? I find, particularly when you're auditing, being clear on the purpose of the audit helps you keep it on track. And once you know your hypothesis, you can then go into listening mode to help you evaluate your organization. It helps you find evidence, it helps you find proof points that will enable you to create a full picture of how internal communication happens. And then once you know the current state, you can design the future state and decide how you reflect it in your internal communication strategy to turn it into reality. I've got a caution for you, comms friends, as we come to the end of our conversation together. If you are thinking about evaluating your organization by conducting an audit, don't just audit for audit's sake. They take a lot of time, effort, and investment to do them really well. Also, if you're listening, you're creating listening opportunities as part of your evaluation activities, maybe focus groups or maybe a survey, for example. Don't do that if you're not intending to take action, because it's not the best use of time and it doesn't honour the investment that you and your colleagues have made. So if you're committing to audit, you need to see it through and commit to do something with what you learn. If you're listening to this thinking, of course, I always do that. Amazing, brilliant. Please carry on doing that. It can feel really tempting to get pulled into doing things like evaluation and measurements and audits and conduct lots of listening, which look brilliant from the outside. But if we can't face up to what's uncovered, if we uncover data that makes us uncomfortable or reveals that our favourite channel that we love working on, and it's the golden child of our channels mix, but actually the people who really matter, whose opinion really matters about that channel, perhaps the frontline employees who that channel has been designed for, if they're telling you it's not working for us for whatever reason, then it enables us to actually face that and have tough decision making and have tough conversations. It's hard when you get that feedback back from the organization and you realize that it doesn't really matter if a channel is our favorite, it's not going down well with the people it's intended for. So as internal communicators, the challenge there for us is to remove our egos from this. We're not creating these channels because we enjoy doing so. Well, you might. There's probably an element of that in it, but it should be. We're creating channels to help our people feel informed, connected to the organisation. They know what's going on. They've got credible, accurate, reliable information to help them do their job. And they are able to have their views heard back. It's two-way communication, moving from monologue to dialogue, one-way to two-way communication. If that's not happening, something needs to change. And that is where evaluation comes into the picture. It's really important. So we're trying to plan what we're doing. We're being mindful of all the resources that are available to us. We're gathering in the data. We're analysing it. We're evaluating it. We're appraising it. And we're making some informed decisions and having good discussions where we're feeding back that feedback to the organisation through whatever mechanism, a monthly measurement report, say. And we are demonstrating that we are learning, and we are demonstrating that as a result of our measurement and evaluation, we're making these choices. We're going to prioritize this. We're going to start this. We're going to stop this. We're going to continue this. I wonder what you're taking away from this episode. I hope you found it really useful. I'd love to know what your light bulb moments have been from what you've heard today. As ever, I love hearing from you. Do get in touch with me. You can find me, Rachel Miller, on LinkedIn. Look me up on Instagram, Rachel All Things I See, or why not send me a note via our website, hello@allthingsic.com. And good luck with your measurement and evaluation journey. Do let me know how you get on. And remember, what happens inside is reflected outside. See you again soon.